I'd like to start by reading just a couple of verses in the book of Hebrews, page 1450 in my Bible, and it's chapter 4, and starting from verse 12. For the word of God is living and operative and sharper than any two-edged sword, and penetrating to the division of soul and spirit, both of joints and marrow, and a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And there is not a creature unapparent before him, but all things are naked and laid bare to his eyes, with whom we have to do. I'll read other scriptures, but I wanted to tell you what my thought was for the gospel tonight. I wanted to speak about the one who sees everything, who sees absolutely everything. And as we've read here, it says, the word of God is living and operative. You know, it's such a wonderful thing to know that the gospel still goes out. And it's a wonderful message of life. And it still goes out because it's the day of grace. What a wonderful thing it is. But then it goes on to say it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And I know I was speaking with one of my nephews about my sword ownership. I think I have a little too many. But swords can be both a comfort and they can be a threat. And the gospel really should be a comfort to everyone here. It should be a wonderful thing, you know Jesus in your heart. But to some it might be that to hear the word of Jesus might cut really deep. You might feel the threat, you know, of your eternal soul, what might happen to it. But I want to encourage everyone here that there is a wonderful message behind the gospel, that it can be a comfort. But then it goes, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. I want you to know that when I speak of Jesus, I speak of someone who knows exactly all about you, everything about you, everything you've said, everything you've done, things that you've done in secret, things that you've done in public, things that you thought, things that you said, things that you thought of doing. Jesus sees everything, absolutely everything. And yet, you know, the wonderful thing about the gospel and the one that we have to speak of, our Lord and Savior Jesus, is that he loves you and he loves me. What a wondrous thing it is, you know, to know that the one who's seen everything about every single one of us, who knows even the smallest detail of your hearts and everything that goes on in you, Jesus still loves you. What a wondrous thing it is. But it says here, there is not a creature unapparent before him, that God sees everyone. Absolutely everyone. And Jesus sees you where you are now, sitting here in this room right now. Jesus sees where you are. There is not a creature unapparent before him, and all things laid bare to his eyes. He sees everything. This is the one with whom we have to do. Now I'd like to read a story. It's in the book of Jonah. It's a bit earlier on in the Bible. The book of Jonah is in page 1108 in my Bible. I'm going to read the first two chapters. And the word of Jehovah came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah. And he went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of Jehovah. But Jehovah sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a mighty tempest upon the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. And the mariners were afraid, and cried every one unto his God, and they cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to be lightened of them. But Jonah had gone down into the lower part of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. And the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God. Perhaps God will think upon us that we perish not. And they said each one to his fellow, come, and let us cast lots, that we may know for whose cause this evil is upon us. And they cast lots, and the lot fell upon Jonah. And they said unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us. What is thine occupation, and whence comest thou? What is thy country, and of what people art thou? And he said unto them, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Jehovah, the God of the heavens, who hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, What is this thou hast done? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of Jehovah, for he had told them. And he said unto him, What shall we do unto thee, that the sea may be calm unto us? For the sea grew more and more tempestuous. And he said unto them, Take me up, and cast me forth into the sea, so shall the sea be calm unto you. For I know that because of me this great tempest is upon you. But the men rowed hard to regain the land, but they could not, for the sea grew more and more tempestuous against them. They cried unto Jehovah, and said, Ah, Jehovah, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, Jehovah, hast done as it pleased thee. And they took up Jonah and cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. And the men feared Jehovah exceedingly, and offered a sacrifice unto Jehovah, and made vows. And Jehovah prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. In chapter 2 of Jonah. And Jonah prayed unto Jehovah his God out of the fish's belly, and he said, I cried by reason of my distress unto Jehovah, and he answered me. Out of the belly of Sheol cried I, Thou heardest my voice, for thou didst cast me into the depth, into the heart of the seas, and the flood was round about me. All thy breakers and thy billows are gone over me. And I said, I am cast out from before thine eyes. Yet will I look again toward thy holy temple. The waters encompassed me to the soul. The deep was round about me. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottoms of the mountains. The bars of the earth closed upon me forever. But thou hast brought up my life from the pit, O Jehovah my God. When my soul fainteth within me, I remembered Jehovah, and my prayer came in unto thee, into thy holy temple. They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is of Jehovah. And Jehovah commanded the fish, and it vomited out Jonah upon the dry land. It's a wonderful story, the story of Jonah. It speaks of someone, you know, who God looked upon. God saw where Jonah was, but then God asked Jonah to do something. And Jonah didn't want to do it, so he ran away. And there are many other scriptures, you know. There's many other stories in the Bible about people who either tried to run away or even where God knew exactly everything about them. But this one is special to me because it speaks of running away. It speaks of you hear a voice from God and you think, no, I don't want to do that. And how often have you thought, I don't want to do something that someone else has told me to do? But this is someone who tried to run away from God. There's no running away from God, you know. No. This man tried running in the exact opposite direction in which he was told to go. He jumped on a ship, and then as soon as he was on the ship, suddenly he realized there was no escape. There's no escape, you know, because suddenly the waters were rising and there was a storm. And all the people on board the ship thought they were going to die. And it says here that all the mariners, they cried everyone unto his God. You know, there is only one God. There's so many things you can hear about, read about, but the Bible is very clear. There is only one God. There is only one God. And there is only one way to salvation. And then Jonah says, I am a Hebrew, and I fear Jehovah, the God of the heavens, who hath made the sea and the dry land. You know, that is the God that we speak of. This is the God, you know, that has made the heavens and the dry land. You look around us, the creation. This is the God that we speak of. What mighty creation there is. And you might think, this God, how does he know about me? How does he know where I am? How can an entity who makes all of this that we see around us, how can he care and love me? And you know, we have in the scriptures that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. What a wondrous love from the very creator of the heavens and the earth that he would send his only Son down here for you and for me. For you and for me. That there might be a way of salvation. A perfect way of salvation. And then these mariners, they started to get worried. Jonah told them that the only way that this would stop was if they threw him into the sea. And they said, "We beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood." Well, let me tell you, you know, when Jesus came down here and he walked among us, he walked in this earth, he spoke to so many, he healed so many, and yet he walked away to the cross. That was what Jesus came down here to do. Born in lowliness of a manger, and yet he went to the cross and died the worst death that anyone on this earth could ever imagine. And he bled, and he suffered, and he died, and he did it for you, and he did it for me. Innocent blood. Completely innocent blood. Think about that. Perfect, spotless Lamb of God. Jesus, Son of God. Done no wrong, done no evil, done no sin. And yet he gave up his life. He suffered, he bled, and he died for you and for me. What wondrous love that is. What wondrous love is at the cross, you know, that someone has died for you, that someone died for me, the Son of God. And why did he do it? Because he loves you, because he loves me. He did it for me. He did it for you. What a wondrous thing, you know, to be able to speak of the one that gave his own life, that we could be free. And this is what I wanted to talk about, you know, that God sees where you are. You know, when Jonah was thrown out of the ship, he must have thought that was it. He was dead. He was gone. This was it. This was his time. And it said, Jehovah prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. I do not know what it must have been like in those 3 days and those three nights. I really don't. I can't imagine it was pleasant. But what I wanted to speak to you about is this prayer. It said, Jonah prayed unto Jehovah his God out of the fish's belly, and he said... And I wanted to say this because no matter your circumstance, no matter where you are, you can speak to God right now. Right now, in that moment, no matter your circumstance, no matter what's happening in your life, you can speak to God. What a wonderful thing it is that we have a God that sees us and hears us where we are. What a wonderful thing that is. No matter your circumstance, I do not know your circumstance. God knows. But in your circumstance, God will hear you. I cried by reason of my distress unto Jehovah, and he answered me. I want you to think about that, you know. That in the worst moment of Jonah's life, he was in the belly of this great fish. Awful conditions. Awful. He thought he was going to die. Even then, I think, he cried out to God. And I want you to think tonight, dear friend, dear listener, if you think, if you're worried about your eternal, undying soul, cry out to Jehovah. Cry out to Jehovah, because there is salvation. There is salvation in the precious blood of Jesus. There is salvation available, but you have to ask for it. You have to cry out, and he will listen, and he will answer. The answer is in the blood. It's in the finished work of Jesus on the cross. That is the answer, but you still have to cry out. And then you read what Jonah said. For thou didst cast me into the depth, into the hearts of the sea. The flood was round about me. All thy breakers and thy billows have gone over me. This is the thing, you know. You can right this moment, you can close your eyes, you can speak to God. Tell him all about you. He wants to know about it. He wants to know everything about you. He might already know, but he wants to hear it from you. Speak to God, you know. In whatever circumstance you find yourself, speak to him and ask for help. If you need salvation, ask for salvation, because it's freely on offer. What a wondrous gift it is that there is an offer of free grace, free salvation. Mercy is available. You can ask for it, and it will be granted to you because of what Jesus has done. But you know, for the believer, there is also a wonderful answer, that in your circumstance, in your distress, we have a wonderful, loving God who will listen to you and give you help, give you strength. What a wonderful thing. And you know, Jonah speaks He says, the weeds are wrapped around my head. I went to the bottoms of the mountains. The bars of the earth closed upon me forever. You know, if this isn't a soul in utter distress, what is? What is? I want you to think that this is the cry to God of a man in desperation. If you ever think that you're in desperate need, turn to Jesus. Turn to Jesus and ask for his salvation. Put your faith and trust in the one who has given everything to secure you for himself, who has given his life, has given his blood, has given everything that you should be belonging to him, that you shouldn't just be bought and saved, that you should belong to him. That's what he wants. He wants you for himself, to be safe with him. In other places in the scriptures, it speaks of Jesus in the boat, and there's a storm there, and the disciples were worried. But they shouldn't have been, because Jesus was there. A similar storm, no doubt, but Jesus was there. When you're with Jesus, you do not need to worry, because you are safe. And then it says, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered Jehovah. And this is a real test to me. It really is. But when my soul faints within me, do I remember God? Do you remember God in your extremity, when things go badly, when things aren't going your way and you're worried and you're anxious and you're stressed? Do you remember God? Or are you only thinking of yourself? And the reason I say that is because Jesus is the one who went into death, the worst death imaginable, and he did it for you. That is the one that we have. We have access to that. Jesus has given his precious, precious blood, has given his life, that you could be with him, that you could be free, that he has done everything, that you might have rest to your soul, that you might come into this wonderful blessing of knowing Jesus as your personal Savior. And all you have to do is ask. Ask Jesus to save you. Put your faith and trust in him. Put everything you have with Jesus. Because he's given everything for you. And then, salvation is of Jehovah. You know, what a way to finish a prayer to God. Salvation is of Jehovah. To know that the one you're speaking to is able to save you. I want you to know that if you turn to Jesus tonight, he is able and willing and has done the work that you can be saved. That all your sins are washed away. All that worry, all that anxiety melts away in the certain knowledge that you're with Jesus. What a wonderful place that is. Knowing that your sins are fully washed away. To know that everything is gone in the sight of God because you have come to him. Know that everything has been made right on the cross. Do you know that? You know the peace and calm assurance of knowing Jesus as your Savior. There's so much more to say. I wanted to read just one more thing. Gospel of Luke. I promise I'm not far. Gospel of Luke in chapter 12, starting from verse 4. But I say to you, this is Jesus speaking, but I say to you, my friends, fear not those who kill the body, and after this have no more that they can do. But I will show you whom you shall fear. Fear him who after he has killed has authority to cast into hell. Yea, I say to you, fear him. Are not 5 sparrows sold for 2 asaria, and one of them is not forgotten before God? Even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not therefore, ye are better than many sparrows. I want you to know that Jesus loves you. Has taken account of you exactly where you are, but you need to look to him. Look to Jesus. Know that there is one who cares about you, knows everything about you. Even the hairs on your head are numbered. What a thought, you know. Even the detail of your life, the smallest little detail, God knows. Jesus knows. Fear him. Finally, just very, very quickly, I'd like to go back to where we read in the beginning. We read in Hebrews chapter 4. I'll just finish to the end of the chapter, starting with verse 14. Having therefore a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the confession. For we have not a high priest, not able to sympathize with our infirmities, but tempted in all things in like manner, sin apart. Let us approach, therefore, with boldness to the throne of grace, that we might receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help. What does that mean? You know, when you come into this wonderful blessing, we have our great high priest. We have someone that you can go to and tell all your problems to. That person is Jesus. You can come to him and let him know everything. All the little moments of your life that you're worried about, you're stressed about, you might be anxious about, speak to Jesus. That's what the great high priest is for. He wants to know everything about you. He knows already, but he wants to hear it from you. And then it says, approach with boldness to the throne of grace. This is a thought, you know, that the Israelites wouldn't be familiar with. The throne of grace they knew about, but they couldn't approach. But through what Jesus has done, we can approach where God dwells with boldness. To approach where God dwells with the strength of knowledge that our sins are forgiven, that we're blessed, we're free, and we can come into his presence and call God Father. And we might receive mercy and find grace for seasonable help. That means for now. Seasonable help means now. Sometimes we need help in our day-to-day life. Sometimes it's a struggle. We need to ask for help. And it's available at the throne of grace. Come to know Jesus. Put your faith and trust in him. Know that we have one that sees you where you are, knows everything about you, and not only sees you, but will hear you when you cry out. Cry out to him. Put your faith and trust in him for his name's sake.